Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
3, 2, 1.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Such clarity, such popping audio. It sounds so good. I really want to. We're going to work on getting the product that comes out of our tapings clearer and louder too, because this new stuff we put in is really helpful for me, and I hope it continues to pop for you, the listener. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Thursday. We are looking forward to being with you. I was tardy getting into the studio. I will tell you why that is in just a second here. And then, as I was sitting here, once again, this time of day, 4:15 Eastern time, the gates of hell opened up outside. And, you know, we've been having so many issues with my stupidity that I thought, did I do something? And I really hadn't touched anything. And then it turned out it was the old-fashioned stormy weather that did that. Although I really don't know if that's the reason, but we lost internet here for just a second, and then it came back on and rebooted, and we're good to go. Hopefully, because I was trying to get some information to Josh, and I was trying to get myself set. And to be honest with you, I was a little tardy coming into the studio because I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off today, getting ready for what is the birthday celebration weekend with Michael and his friends.
Day of is Saturday, right? If I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
The 19th. No, 19th. Yeah.
No.
Do you remember that song from Wava? Played it a lot. Paul Hardcastle, about the average age of someone in Vietnam being 19, and it was like a spoken word record, and it went like The average age of the student in Vietnam is 19. No, 19.
I don't. I probably would remember it.
Oh, let me see if I can grab it because it's horrible.
And it was God, like a novelty record?
Far from it. It was like a spoken word record, almost. But it had sort of a One Night in Bangkok feel to it.
One Night in Bangkok. Now, that's Murray Head.
That is Murray Head. He gives
Murray
good music.
Really weird artist. Like, yes. There were so many in the 80s that went down. But one of the reasons I was late getting here is right before I was going to come into the studio, I was just randomly surfing, and I came across this this video of something that I saw last year, and maybe the year before, and something I see every year. And I determined that two things are true. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of redneck in me, and
we've known this forever. No, this way predates Florida.
The thing about it is...
goes back to the Iron Skillet Cafe.
Yeah, the political... take the political out of it. I am... I've always gravitated towards the redneck lifestyle. I did it when I was in Virginia. Mm-hmm. I did it when I was in Maryland. I like speedboats. The only thing I didn't like because of my schedule is I didn't like... rednecks really like to party on Sunday. There's nobody in America that parties more on a Sunday than a redneck. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, look at football games when they're like, woo, and they're at S-faced, and I don't like doing that. But the activity that I was watching, I said to myself, this is a bucket list item for me because this combines.
Now, did you know 24 hours ago this was a bucket list item for you?
I was aware of what was going on. I did not linger on it. And then I brought my son in because it's another thing that the kids, especially his age, will absolutely love. And I realized
you're raising him in South Florida. He will be a redneck.
He's already a fishing magician. That's the way it goes. There's no way, and Josh is right, you can't avoid him being touched by the redneck. No. And he's going to be his sport right now, it's kind of looking like it's either going to be golf or baseball. And believe it or not, even though golf has golf has that privileged thing. If you look at a lot of golfers, they're crackers. They're like, hi, how you doing? My name is so-and-so, and I've done that, and I'm a golfer. And so, but baseball... I mean, take a look at the mullets in the MLB. I mean, it's pretty widespread. But I called him out right before I came into the studio because I said, Michael, you got to come and see this. You got to come and look at this. And this, I said, is my new bucket list item because it combines the scenic beauty of a place far away that I love with absolutely insane Americana. This is America right now. More than anything else. And I'm talking about what is referred to as the Alaska car launch. Have you seen it, Rob?
No, not at all.
Josh, are you aware of the Alaska car
launch? No, and I haven't watched the video yet. I just saw the title.
I sent Josh a video clip of, I think it was last year's. And if you can picture the scene, it's a beautiful July 4th. They do it on July 4th.
Of course.
And hundreds and thousands of people are gathered out by the riverside in the Alaska River. I don't know what river it is, but it's a beautiful bucolic setting until the event starts.
Yeah.
And then we as Americans ruin it, but in a great way.
I don't know that we ruin it.
I give you a clip of the Alaska car launch. Something, if I was in the area, I would be there in attendance every year.
To watch or to do? Do you want to participate in this?
If I had a vehicle that I could do it, I'd really just rather pull up a cooler and, enjoy the afternoon, maybe take a swim in the river. let's take a look.
So they're just driving it off a cliff?
But there's no one driving that, right?
No, they see the little railing. Okay. Oh, there it goes.
It's like launching a plane off an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, absolutely. Except cars don't fly.
Beautiful stuff.
See, what I have to wonder is... Oh, that's like a little playlet. Yeah. Who cleans this up?
That I don't know. I haven't burdened myself with the details. There it is.
Oh, that's a good one.
Isn't that special?
It's very Hollywood-y in that they're just jumping off the side of a cliff.
Oh, into the river. That's but just
should people
special.
Be at the bottom of the cliff?
It seemed really close.
Yeah,
that
it really did.
In the water.
I will tell you, and I was watching 2025, July 4th, 2025, and there was one vehicle that got a rolling, and it got a rolling to the point where it really looked like it was going to roll into the people. And that, to me, adds to the fun, because the people that would be in the front row of an activity like that have a bit of a death wish. And to me, that would be just a prime example of thinning the herd. It might slow down the event. They might have to cancel it.
You know what they'd have to do is have a tarp like they're going to see Gallagher, so they can protect themselves from flying metal.
Don't think
metal.
It would work, Rob. I don't think it would work.
I don't
because
know.
The cameras are right down there looking this as well.
Yeah.
And I will say this, that event, not only would I love it, but I would be... I have a strong self-preservation instinct, and so
sure.
I would not want to be in the front. I'd like to be in a place that was maybe away from the tank
like
top BO smell.
Watching
you know?
On YouTube.
No, I think I would love to be off to the side somewhere where you get to see it. I mean, they're hurling cars off a cliff. You can get a good vantage point from a million different spots
what if
out
we
there.
Got
I do
you
it my
a,
way.
What if we got you a tower like that you put on the 17th at the PGA where you could see them from a little higher up?
I'm late to the party as far as the internet guys that have taken this. There are websites okay. and podcasts that
and
are all over this thing. You know,
the guy who does this said he's been doing it for 20 years.
Is this the 1320 guy?
Arnie, no.
That might
Arnie
be the guy that arranges Hernick. The whole thing. Yeah.
He says it's a nearly 20-year history of launching cars and trucks off the 300-foot bluff into the pond below. No one has ever been hurt.
Good.
Yeah. Now, the only thing
and
I
they
was
clean,
thinking...
they do clean up afterwards. They said
I
they
was
drag
wondering
them all
if,
out.
Like, maybe the first year, if the cars had people in it, and they said, no, this won't work. We need
they
to. We need to change this.
And the pond used to be deeper.
Yeah. I watched the play-by-play from this guy that was doing it, and he said that it started out with one car where a guy said, I've got this old beater car, and we thought it'd be fun to throw it off the cliff, so come out to, you know, and hang out, and they just had some beers and threw a car off a cliff, and then it grew, and then this past year, I believe they had 38 cars that they were sending off there. That
I wonder how they rig it up to use the, you know, to hit the gas.
Well, you know,
no
the first one, the first one had to just be a cinder block on the gas pedal.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
And it's still not precise. You did have on the 2025 one.
It lacks precision, does it?
Well, I mean, they usually have it pretty well tracked out that the car is going to do it. But the car, there's one particular ridge that if the car hits that ridge, it's really going to take off. And then, of course, there's the speed factor.
Yeah.
But you do also have cars that can barely get to the edge of the cliff. And then there was a car in 2025, the one I was watching today. By the way, it was 45 minutes of fantastic entertainment. And this car hit the tree that was right next to the bluff and did not even go. It totaled the car. Well, they're all totaled. But it hit the tree and didn't go off the cliff at all.
Are there winners or losers?
I don't know if it's competitive. It's funny because your questions are all kind of like you've got the Alton Brown part, which people are interested in, and how is the sausage made? Where, how do they do it? What are they?
Well,
and then you
I've
have, is there a winner and a loser? Okay, go ahead.
Josh has answers,
how they
of
do
course.
It. They say it's kind of a monorail launch for the bigger vehicles, but for the smaller ones, they use a ratchet strap to keep the steering wheel straight, and they stick a brick or a piece of lumber on the gas pedal.
Okay, so they do the old-fashioned way.
It's the old-fashioned way.
So they have to, like, drop it and then close the door and get out? Because...
Well,
can you show...
Yes,
can you
well,
find any other
is,
clips? There are lots
I'll,
of clips.
Oh, look. They say they've got a ramp.
Okay.
And so they lift the car up, get the pedal spinning, then drop it. Once the wheels spin.
I see.
Get the wheels spinning,
yeah.
then they
if
drop it and it
If you
okay,
watch more of it, if you watch more, if you look Alaska Car Launch 2025, they've got a lot of banter. Now, the guys that did the play-by-play were very chill, and I respect that. I love the fact that it's just they were not screaming.
Was it Sam Rosen?
No. You know, the people at the Home Run Derby could learn a few things.
Take a lesson,
and
exactly.
Just dial it down. Like every bad sportscaster that covers a game has to learn until you get to be Joe Buck or Jim Nantz, where you learn to turn the volume down. And just now, there was a great call from, I think his name is Dave O'Brien. He's the TV play-by-play for the Red Sox,
okay.
Who, when Sadon Rafaela hit a walk-off on Friday night's game against Tampa, really, that called for screaming. And he was like, he killed it, and it was perfect, but then he dialed it right back down again because he's experienced. A lot of these guys, especially the NFL, oh, my God, they'll start babbling, and, you know, you still get the guys that are the jocks that have just gotten in the broadcast booth,
right.
Rob, you know, and the over-exuberance is just insane. And then as they get experienced, they realize, you know, just let the game speak for itself, you know?
I think that's what I like. All these people should be forced to watch the most recent episode of the show Stick on Apple because it has...
I have to catch up. I have to catch up on that.
It has Jim Nantz as himself covering the golf tournament.
That's great.
And he's supremely Jim Nantz.
That's great. Well, now I have to watch the... as much as I am not an Owen Wilson aficionado, I like that series. I think
footage is great.
And the characters are pretty good on it as well, and the golf is A-OK. Now, did you find any more examples of this fabulous event, which...
I'm working on it.
Almost worth a trip to Alaska.
And while
for
he
me,
looks
just
Mike,
to go see this.
A lot of these videos are like 45 minutes long.
This is true. You could just sort of run it and just skip to the middle of it, and it would be they'd be easy because it's just cars jumping off cliffs.
While he does that, Mike, can you double check that all of your volumes are turned down? Because I heard a little bit of echo in your studio, but not bad.
Yeah, that's me. That's hello. 1, 2, 3.
I like that better.
Is that better? But if I yell like that, that's what you're hearing. You're hearing room noise.
I heard myself bounce back.
Well, that's maybe my headphones.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yell at the top of your lungs.
Hi!
Did you hear that?
I liked it.
Okay. What's that?
I did not hear that.
Now he's getting all quiet. You're giving me a note on my audio, and I just want to make sure not doing it anymore.
It did not bounce on that yell.
Okay, because that's just my deaf ears I heard.
All right.
So anyway, we can move on if we don't have anything worthwhile.
I'm struggling to get any
more
video.
Here is a good transition for you.
Yes, I'm ready.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war, but it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
That's just 19 by Paul Hardcastle. There's no singing
year?
In it.
What year was 85 that?
85 or 6, I think.
It's all 80s. It's got an 80s vibe to it.
It does.
A complete
but anyway,
80s vibe.
Perhaps you added it. I don't know. Great song.
was that something that people requested, that song?
That was a hit record. I mean, that was all over. It was more, you know what? I think it was day parted to the evening because I don't think it was on the morning show, but you would hear it on Top 40 radio at the time.
There were a number during being a hot rock and DJ in the 80s and playing songs. And of course, Don and I, when we were doing that show, the goal was to play less and less music so it could be more and more us.
Right.
So we could get, you know, more notoriety. That's why we did that. And most morning shows, you know, after a time, they really didn't play music at all. And the ones that did were the guys that really weren't personalities.
There were
That's
two
why they
things
that.
That you guys did that I loved. And I know that your program director was counting your records. So
multiple program directors counted records with us.
One thing you would do is play the theme to Miami Vice and talk over the whole thing because it was an instrumental. And the other thing was
counted as a record.
Yeah, and I think you consulted the production director to make shorter edits of the songs.
100%. But when you look back on it, the entire time. Probably we weren't the only people dealing with that. You had morning shows that you would get ego-driven program directors that they wanted it to be their thing.
Right.
And so if you really weren't a program director that wanted to, you know, do really, really well and realize, hey, you've got something in a bottle here that's really working, you would kind of just say, well, let's put my music on. It goes back. It went right till the end of my radio career when I was arguing with Kenny King, where Kenny King's philosophy of the edge, the last FM rocker. And at this point, I was caving in to playing music because I just wanted a gig. I just wanted it to be successful. And Kenny's philosophy was play something that you hear all the time on classic rock. And by the time, you know, this is the late 2000s, you know, we're coming up on 09, where it's just beaten to death. And I thought, since it was the edgier idea would be to play an album cut, play a deep cut, something
even
you wouldn't
just
have heard.
Right. Once in a while, just something to break it up.
But I would do it all the time because the people that were tuning in would be real classic music fans
of that era. Sure.
And Kenny said, no, I want anybody who tunes in to hear a hit and stay. And thusly, it was right till the end where you know, you had philosophies of Suits and people behind the scenes that were doing that, and it was maddening. But when you think about the success we had with that morning show that turned into an afternoon show that was all talk, and you had guys early in our career literally counting the records, going to war with us by saying, no, you've got to play the music, when it was completely irrelevant towards the ratings and success of the station. It didn't relate to the rest of the day. It related to that morning.
But it let them take credit for the success.
It let them take of credit course. For the success, probably. That's what it was. It was, you know, I mean, up until probably 3-4 years into my run, we would have notes from program directors, where they would come in and they would go over stuff and say, you did this, you did this, you did this. And it was just, it was nightmarish to deal with that. And then right to the very end, where, you know, it's like, this is my, this is the way I look at it. You know,
I'll send you my notes tomorrow.
The notes on the show? I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
this week's show. I do have video here of one of the viewers at the bottom of the hill watching the cars go
down. Oh, great.
Let's take a look.
Great.
Here we go. Look at the joy. Look at the joy. Look at the joy. Look at the day. Look at the weather. Look at that sky.
You're selling me, Mike.
So I can't imagine. Oh, yeah.
Oh, bingo.
You know, the Masters was nice, but imagine if you got sent here.
What did you say sent there?
The Masters were nice, but imagine if the listeners sent you there.
I know. Oh, you know
you
what?
You should try the egg salad at that place.
I don't even know what part of Alaska it's in. I would imagine it's real, like, local Alaska, you know, not the main ports where cruise ships go. That's deep in the wilderness.
Like
of Alaska.
Northern Exposure, Alaska? You
know, where it's dark all the time and people kill themselves. That part of Alaska.
This is clear out the bears.
Yes. And by the way, the Alaska, you know, I watch those shows. They have an Alaska crime show, a Cops Alaska, that's about Alaska state troopers going out to the wilds and dealing. They get some. You think they're crazies in California? You know, check out Alaska when people.
We don't arrange that.
You know, if you want to get off the grid, I'm talking about real wilderness, go up there. And that's always freaked me out a little bit, that you'd be out there. Hey, did you ever see the horror movie about vampires called, I think it was called 40 Days of Night?
Yeah, a long time ago. It's not a brand new movie, but yeah.
No, it's an old movie. Not old, but it's an older movie. It is spectacular. And it's about a town where it's dark 24/7 during the winter, as it is in a good chunk of Alaska. And it's inundated with vampires. And
they don't like the sunshine. It's a perfect place for them.
It's probably one of the best vampire movies I've ever seen, if you like that kind of thing. And I do on occasion. So
remember in Iceland we had to deal with 24 hours of daylight, how weird it was?
Yeah, but that's the good end when you're getting all that vitamin D and you come out of a bar at 2 o'clock in the morning and it's you know, it looks like dawn is breaking, or it's just that low light that but it's light. It's light 24/7 at that time of year.
It gets dusky for, like, you know, 45 minutes and then it's bright again. It was the weirdest thing. It really screws with your sleep.
That was a trip I'll always remember. That was spectacular. That's a great place to visit. That was just the neatest.
Did you see
landing at that airport in Iceland was the closest thing I've ever experienced what it would be like to land on another planet.
Yeah.
Because the
it
landscape.
It looks like the moon.
Because it's so geothermal and volcanic when you land there. And by the way, I think nobody pays for power in Iceland because it's all geothermal power. It's the hot water that runs under it. And spectacular.
Did you see this week? I know you enjoyed your time at the Blue Lagoon, that they had a volcanic reaction and lava closed the Blue Lagoon. In Iceland?
I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah, crazy video on it.
So that thing that keeps the springs hot all the time actually bubbled up. And did they lose any Icelanders there? Did they lose any Vudivudis?
I don't think they lost anybody, but they did have to shut down the business.
It got really hot.
This is not comfortable.
They changed the name, Mike, to the Orange Lagoon.
All right, I want to talk about the MAGA faithful. And
all right.
I would not call as much crap as you take from the listeners that are, you know, that are true believers on the other side, as I am, somebody not a fan of Donald Trump. I don't know where you really fit in with the MAGA faithful. I think that I think you can answer the question for me because I have noticed a tremendous amount of coverage regarding the Jeffrey Epstein files and I don't know whether it's true or not because I'm not on that team, that his base, that there's a lot of consternation and anger in his base, and I didn't think that was possible.
I think the media and everyone has tried to form this Trump base as it's MAGA. They follow Hitler. They do whatever he says. Mm-hmm. And that's not most of the Republican base that follows him. And there's this huge portion of people who used to be Democrats who voted for Trump for stuff like transparency and everything. And I think you can't go out there and say you're the most transparent government ever. And then you just say, oh, it was a hoax. And the way Trump has doubled and tripled and quadrupled down against this Epstein release, I think pissed off a lot of people who voted for him to bring some government transparency. I think there's a lot of people my age who, my entire generation, the government has just lied to me. And we're finally getting there.
As somebody on the other side, I think of Trump and I think of the entire experience as that he could do anything and people would say it's okay, but this is the first time I've ever remembered.
Mm-hmm. But that's how your side marketed it.
But it's not the I don't know if it was marketed as much as you had him say. He said it himself. I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and they'd still love me. So that came from him. But I will go back to with the Stormy Daniels and and all of the other and the grab them by the that didn't move the meter.
No.
And the Stormy Daniels didn't move the meter.
Yeah.
And I think
isn't about the action. It's not about the activity.
It's about having formal government not releasing those files. Is that what it is? Is that because I still can't get my head around what's causing problems.
It's for my whole adult life, the government lied to us. They lied to us about the Gulf War.
That's the way you feel about
Afghanistan. They lied to us after 9/11. They lied to us during COVID is my view and a lot of people's view. And it's just so then Trump comes out and says, hey, we're going to be the most transparent government ever. And then they tease the Epstein stuff with those binders, gave them to the influencers. And on those binders, the cover said the most transparent government ever, phase one. And then they come out and say, oh, there's nothing here. And there's nothing there, it's fine. But then answer people's questions when they say, well, what about this?
Yeah.
It's you're how not transparent. Trump handled it made it worse.
If you're not transparent, if you say, let's move on. It's not his. I know he's the president. He's the most powerful man in the country. But he doesn't have the right to choose the narrative. And that's what he's doing here. This is like when Alec Baldwin was involved in that gunshot accident, and he tried to control the narrative. It's not his right to do so.
It made it 10 times worse.
Yes. 30 times worse. Yes.
Yeah.
But the thing I'm getting is that the idea of the bad behavior wouldn't piss people off. But when you are in control of the government and then you are participating in the same kind of cover-up that you've accused everybody yes. of.
Yeah, that you ran on.
Them
that's
off.
It.
Why?
That's exactly
why now?
It.
Why now all of a sudden, though? I mean, why, this guy.
Because, well, because they said we're going to be a transparent government. And the time, I get it. For Trump, the timing sucks because he had great poll numbers a week ago. And he was checking things off his box and things that he wanted to get done. People voted for him for immigration changes and his budget bill thing passed. And people were trusting him. And his poll numbers plummeted thanks
because
to the deception thing. Because instead of hearing his base and hearing the frustration of people, it was he doubled down on, well, if you're still believing that Epstein stuff, don't want your support. That's going to piss people off.
There's an interview with him where they're talking about releasing the files, and there were all these criminal files. Will you release these files? Yes, I will. Will you release these files? And then they say to Epstein, will you release the Epstein files? He says, yes. Well, it is just so obvious that and now we go to the other side where, and I'm speaking, well, there are different factions when it comes to Donald Trump. You, though, come from what I would describe as a very religious person. And look, folks, please, when I have this discussion, understand that I know who Josh is and Josh knows who I am. And he's answering my questions honestly. And if you're looking for me to do a full-fledged attack on my friend Josh, that's not going to happen. I'm here to try to get it into my head as to why at this point the tables have turned. And I'm getting a clearer picture of that.
And I'll tell you, the one guy that I think me and other people like me are looking at is Dan Bongino over at the FBI. Because him and Kash Patel spent the last 4 years talking about government hiding stuff and government covering and wanting to release Epstein. And Bongino, when he left his multi-million-dollar radio program to go take this job, he gave a whole speech about how I'm leaving to make a difference because Trump tells me we're going to be transparent and we're going to unleash this stuff. So when you hear that he is threatening to leave, if he leaves, that means he's seeing from the inside there's no fixing this mess.
I think what you're dealing with here, when it comes to guys like Hegseth and when it comes to guys like Patel and Bongino, you're talking about the intoxication of power. And you're dealing with all these guys that are intoxicated. There's something different between doing a radio show and walking into an office where you are like the man, the power. I can't imagine you would go into a situation like that where you would not feel it, especially a guy like Kash Patel.
No, I see it a little different. I see this. These are guys who have been outspoken all through Biden's regime, saying, hey, this is all screwed up, and now they get an opportunity to fix it. And if there's other people in their way that are saying, hey, I'm on the same team, but you can't do that, that's pissing them off, and that's pissing off the people who supported them.
Myself. I mean, it certainly is something they weren't counting on, and it's happening right now. And I think I can speak for all of my team when I say, well, we sure hope this works.
I know. I think
I mean, really, because I mean, when you get into the, it's funny. I was getting a haircut today, and I'm talking to my guy who was, I would describe him as a young person who hasn't really tracked or been interested in politics, and he was going off on everything. He was going off especially on the alligator Alcatraz down here, which, by the way, some of the true believers that I hung out with were kind of joking about it and thinking it was special. Well, he was going off on that. This seems to have ignited a lot of little brush fires when it comes to the Trump administration. But, he's a survivor, as much as I hate to say it.
I don't know. The more I hear about all of this, it makes me kind of distrust Donald Trump.
Well, Rob. Well, I was reading the comments. I didn't know you were going to do one Shecky line there. Rolando says, Bongino, Kash Patel both spent years talking about releasing the Epstein files, and now they seem to have all changed their tune. Well, welcome to the world of Washington and politics.
Yep. I believe Alex Jones is the one speaking out now, saying, well, they got the files, and now they're using them to blackmail people, but they can't say that. But you can't. Trump is destroyed. That doesn't make any sense.
You know what? I'd like to see Alex Jones. I'd like to see Alex Jones in one of those cars at the Alaska jump. Right. That's what I'd like to see. Just put Alex Jones on the front of one of those cars. That would be a fun little exercise. To say, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a conspiracy. That's why now, you know, don't give that guy any breath. No, I can't stand that, Emma.
I'm not saying he's smart. I'm not saying it's good logic. I'm saying people are trying to make excuses for why Trump and them are doing this.
So now,
and they are mishandling the entire thing. Every time they open their mouth, it's worse.
The anti-government people now have, you know, we've succeeded in blaming the brown people. We have succeeded in blaming the liberals. We have succeeded in, we've won our office. We've won the Senate. We've won Congress. And now they're beginning to turn on their man because these are essentially anti-authoritarian people.
And you, well, you can't run your, no, you can't run your whole campaign on the other side is evil and lies to you and then get up there and do the exact same thing.
Wow. You are certainly not alone from everything I read. And by the way, when you get into the real nitty gritty of this story, I will tell you, worst case scenario, if what I've read is even ballpark true about the ages that we're talking about here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you think that would be game, set, and match? Would that be over? How can you? How can a man continue to serve in the high? If he has been involved with a 13-year-old girl, how can that continue?
It's odd because there's people who have seen it who said that Trump is exonerated if it all comes out. Bill O'Reilly says that Trump said that he won't release it because it'll destroy people's lives. And my view is, if you're involved in this, destroy their lives. Their lives should be.
100%
And you know, look. If anything is true, By the way, Jim, what if Bill Clinton is in there?
He is. Bill Clinton, as far as we know.
Let me explain something about the Democrats, Jim. Myself being one of them. If Bill Clinton is in there, F him and the horse he rode in on.
Same with Trump. Who cares?
I don't feel that way about the team. I say F them all, these guys. And by the way, if you're talking about people like Bill Clinton and Donald Trump and people of that level.
I think Bill Gates' wife left him because of involvement of Epstein.
I am looking at this and I'm saying to myself, you're talking about guys that were at the power brokers. You know, the Manhattan realtor, a guy that's at the pinnacle. You can do the nasty with anybody you choose in a normal way, but you've got to go with that. You know why? Because it's not when you talk, especially when you talk, if you look at rapists, a lot of times with rape, it's not about the sex. It's about the power. And it's about the power and having ultimate power where they can get away with doing whatever the F they want.
Right. And it doesn't matter what side the person is. If kids are involved, send them all, burn them all.
Yeah. Well, I also think that the minions are going to fall in line. They always do. And I'm not sure whether we will ever get this release, but right now, the way the base is reacting, you know, my God, you would have to release it, I would think.
I think you have to.
Question. Yeah. If Trump doesn't release it, does it make him look worse?
Yes.
In the grand scheme, if he did release it and he's in it.
Well, it depends. If anyone's in there and there's evidence of them involved with kids, then it's the worst thing ever.
Right. Right.
But no, Trump has made this so much worse for him by opening his mouth.
In the comments, we have this guy Jim. You can't continue to push your false narrative that there's equivalency. There is probably equivalency. I've told friends of mine, I have more experience talking about with people who experienced Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen Bill Clinton on a couple of occasions. I have watched the way he works a crowd. It's something to behold. I also know for a fact from personal anecdotes shared with me at Robert Trent Jones Golf Club of how he behaved. The guy was a horn doggy. He was. That. So if you're going to say, yeah,
we know that. That's public.
I feel the same about Trump, but Dems still push slick. Well, no, Dems don't. Stop with your goddamn generalizations and put me in a box. I'm not in a box. What I'm in a box for is, as the father of two daughters, if these guys got their rocks off by going to an island so that they could bang people under 15 years of age, they need to go to prison. They need to go to prison now. And Josh and I are both agreeing on one salient fact here, that it doesn't matter about the politics. And if they're doing a cover-up, screw them all.
Put Bill Clinton and Donald Trump in the same cage together.
1,000%.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
But it's funny that the false equivalency, where you always have to, right now, the person in charge is Donald Trump. The people who Donald Trump appointed are pulling the strings. They control all of the information. It is their obligation to release it. They have to do that. And when he was asked about it, he lied very badly, in my opinion, when he said, well, maybe not, that would destroy lives, and it's phony. And he went right to phony. He went right to his pat answer that anything that incriminates him is phony and a made-up conspiracy.
What I don't get is how he handled it. Because he could have came out and said, here's what we're releasing. It looks like most of the evidence was destroyed with the prior administration. No one would have questioned him. His people would have followed him and agreed, hey, Biden destroyed all that and move on.
Right.
It's how he did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. But it's not right now. Things are a little wacky. So, anyway, that was good. That was interesting. I wanted to get my perspective on it. And you've answered my question, really, which is the base is kind of reacting to this because of what they were told. That one of the biggest things that's important to the base and the MAGA people is this idea of, you know, rules be damned. Open up the curtains and let everybody look in. So we'll stay tuned for it. We'll find out what's going on about this, because it is surely an interesting situation. We've got more show, got some news coming up here. The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But first, I want to tell you something. I have gallons of sunscreen along with an application roller. I have plenty of liquid IV, and the zinc is on my nose. Do you stay up late at night writing this stuff for me? I am ready for a relaxing day at the pool. Just not with my old swim trunk.
No, not those.
I just picture me with a big white nose.
Yeah, like in the 1960s.
Now I've got something comfortable, versatile, and built to last. I do wear these. These are fantastic.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Fair Harbor, makers of the world's most comfortable swimwear. If you're heading to the beach or have a vacation coming up, pack up their breeze knit line trunks and say goodbye to mesh linings forever. Tell your mesh to get bent. Mesh is bad. Mesh ain't good. Fair Harbor trunks are soft, chafe-free, and built to move. These trunks are softer than anything you have ever felt before. You got to give Fair Harbor a try. With millions of swimsuits sold and over 70,000 five-star reviews, Fair Harbor is a crowd fave. I love that word. Fave. Yeah.
Hey, man, you're hey, my cat. Fave. You're my fave. They got great stuff at Fair Harbor. You'll love it. They've got shorts. They've got shirts. The best hoodies ever.
So what? So let's dance. Head to fairharborclothing.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. That's Fair Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, clothing.com/TMOS for 20% off your first purchase. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that the TMOS crew UE sent you, everybody. We start today's news with some very interesting stuff. Money can't buy you love, but what if love could buy money? And I'm not talking about marrying into money. I'm talking about money to get out of a marriage. A new poll asked people, would you leave your partner for $1 million? And surprisingly, this is weird, because usually people lie in surveys.
Yeah.
43% of Americans said they would.
Huh.
Maybe those 43% of couples were growing apart anyway. Maybe our values need recalibration. Because in the same poll, 40% of Americans said they'd accept $33 million, even if it meant financially ruining someone else. So that's a different question.
$1 million.
Thank you.
I'm at a different stage of my life right now where I could
already
not,
have $33 million.
Yeah.
No. He's about to say he has a wife. That's all.
I would leave you for $1 million.
What's that?
I would leave you for $1 million.
She just came in to say she would leave me for $1 million.
That's adorable.
Thanks. She's younger than me. It makes more sense that she would. I would.
Carrie has offered me $1 million to leave.
Would you leave Carrie if somebody offered you $1 million?
In a second.
So somebody said 40% said they'd accept $33 million if it meant financially ruining someone else. I'm sorry, you dropped
you
out
get
there.
To pick, do you get to pick who you ruined financially?
That's true. If you can pick who.
Yeah.
I'll take a lot less.
Oh, man, I have several candidates. Another 46% said they consider it, depending on, as Josh said, who they destroyed in the process. Mm-hmm. 46% would enter a real-life version of Squid Game for a shot at $33 million. Will you die to get the money?
If you win, you get the money. If I got $33 million, I would leave my family and financially ruin Al Roker.
The Squid Game has a 99.8% death rate. I didn't know that statistic.
Wow, that seems high.
There's that. 48% would embarrass themselves on live TV for $1 million, but 13% would do it for just $5,000 or less. I've embarrassed myself on the radio for less than
that. Yeah, God knows.
4% would do it for $500. Any takers for $50? Well, we'll see you on the cruise. 41% would give up sex entirely for $1 million. Like permanently? That's interesting. I probably would. I'm 66.
That seems easy. Why not?
Yeah. 59% would give
up
technology.
Some people have done it for free.
That's a little bitter. 59% would give up technology and live on the grid for $1 million.
On or off the grid?
Off the grid,
yeah.
15% would frame a friend for a crime they didn't commit for $1 million. So where do we draw the line? Well, here it is. Freaking Facebook. 21% would pass on $1 million if it meant they'd lose access to social media.
Oh, my God. Really?
No.
54% would reject $1 million if their parents controlled the money, and 38% would pause the deal if accepting it meant their enemy would also profit. I wouldn't give a rat's ass. I have a lot of enemies that if I would do well and they would do well, yeah, I'd take the money.
Sure, in a second.
I don't know.
How many millions to get rid of the Epstein tapes?
To release the Epstein tapes?
Yeah. No, to destroy them. So they never
show up. Them.
How many million did Trump get paid?
Oh, man. I think that you'd have a lot of takers on that one, but I think America wants to know. So we'll have to wait and see. I don't know how you feel about it. We'll probably never tell you the real truth, but only Carla popped in to answer it truthfully. Yes, she would leave me for $1 million. So
I'll leave you for $1 million also.
Yeah, but who would she ruin?
Oh, I have several candidates.
But does she have a candidate?
She probably does. We'll have to get her on a cocktail show and talk to her about
I'd love that.
That. You know, that'd be wonderful. Pete Davidson has impregnated a human female. Pete's girlfriend's name is Elsie Hewitt. Oh, she's gorgeous, of course.
Yeah.
She posted some pics on Instagram, including a sonogram image, along with the caption, "Welp, now everyone knows we had sex." That's funny.
That is funny. I bet he wrote that.
If you haven't heard of Elsie, you must be new here. She's an actress and influencer with a million Instagram followers. She also has a popular foodie account called Elsie Eats. That sounds
I bet she does.
Shut up. Stop it. There's no word how far along she is or how relieved Kim Kardashian, Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, Margaret Qualley, and Emily Ratajkowski are to have dodged the bullet.
Bullet.
From what I know and what we've talked about for years, it's a really big bullet.
Yeah, almost a missile.
That's what we heard. Thank you. There you go. Look at your buddy. Just loving it. You two are kindred spirits. Well,
I'm also thinking it's time to launch a new TikTok, Rob Eats.
Rob Eats?
Where it's just Rob Eats.
And it's just Rob alone, with a spoon, eating something out of a box.
Sour cream.
The second most expensive piece. This story's for you, so we have stop things for a second.
All right.
The second most expensive piece of movie memorabilia just sold for $14.75 million. I tell you not to read all of our prep material. You probably read this. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Would you like to guess? $14.75
million.
Any guess what it is?
Yeah, I actually do. It's the glasses worn by Chad Dukes in the movie Tap-a-Wingo.
It's one of the original wooden rosebud sleds from the masterpiece Citizen Kane with Orson Welles.
I didn't know there was more than one.
Director Joe Dante has had it since 1984. It was given to him when he was making Explorers because the Paramount lot was being cleared out, and he was a known fan of vintage films. He says, quote, "I've had the honor of protecting this piece of cinematic history for decades. To see Rosebud find a new home and make history in the process is both surreal and deeply gratifying." Well, $14 million gratifying. Yeah. That's pretty good. It's a testament to the enduring power of storytelling. While Dante had it, he snuck it into some of his films like Explorers, Gremlins 2, and The Burbs. Steven Spielberg also owns one of the sleds. Of course he does.
Of course he does.
Because the rich just get richer.
Yeah, they're sled brothers.
My God. He bought it in '82 for only $60,500.
Bargain. Wow. A lot of that Hollywood stuff has only really come to value recently. I will tell you something about Rosebud that may fascinate you.
Okay.
A lot of people know that Citizen Kane, the movie, was based loosely on William Randolph Hearst. And his huge empire that was starting to crumble when the movie was made. But Welles had it out for Hearst. And one of the things he did is he talked to people that knew the family. And Hearst had a mistress. And Hearst's nickname for the mistress's most precious of areas was her rosebud. And that's why Welles named the sled Rosebud to dig at Hearst. As a joke that no one would know.
Wow. So there's a. Do you know the most expensive piece of movie memorabilia? Do you know? And I didn't say that right. Memorabilia.
I could guess ruby slippers because they're always talking about them.
$32.5 million.
Wow. They're not actual rubies.
Yeah, they're not. They're like sequins. Rhinestones or sequins.
Yeah, sequins, yeah.
So there's that. Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath's final show, Back to the Beginning, set a new record for the highest grossing charity concert of all time. It raised over $190 million. That's $140 million British pounds. It doesn't say the charity that it went to. I wish we could find that out. Jimmy
went to a charity called Sharon.
It went to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia.
Bigger beer wing.
I'll have to ask Jimmy either privately or on the air about that, whether he was still crying. So that's that with that particular story.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Excuse me, I didn't hear you. You want to say that again, please? Come on, hold on. Where
hey,
is it?
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Reba McEntire.
Do you think Jimmy donated?
The money went to Birmingham Children's Hospital, Acorn Children's Hospice, and cure Parkinson's.
Very good. Country legend Reba McEntire is stepping up to try and save PBS, which is near and dear to her heart. If you didn't know, PBS is under the threat of losing $1 billion in federal funding, and Reba's not having it. She posted a video asking fans to rally behind public broadcasting. She said, "Hey, it's Reba."
Clever.
"I've been part of the PBS family since the 80s, from Austin City Limits," yeah, she was on that show,
sure,
"to South Pacific at Carnegie Hall, and now PBS needs our help. Reba never speaks out about anything, which makes this message even stronger, and this was not about politics, just heart. She talked about how PBS has helped generations of kids learn and brought amazing arts and science programming into their homes, especially in rural areas. She told fans to go to protectmypublicmedia.org. I'll give them a plug where you can find out how you can get involved. And even though for decades I endured every cocktail party with people saying, "Oh, I've never listened to your show. I listen to NPR. Blah, yes. Blah, 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 blah." I still support public broadcasting, yes. 100%.
Made possible by a grant from the Chubb Group. I think that Reba probably should focus on saving NBC.
Yes.
Not so much PBS.
Yeah, they're the ones that need the federal dollars.
They do. Right? Yeah.
Hallie Jackson. Finally today, our final story. Hold on. Let me move it over here. Thank you very much. Having a little issue.
I'm staging it.
Finally today, a small puppy from the state of Washington suffering from fentanyl exposure was saved by the fire department on Tuesday afternoon. Crew members from the department said the puppy was discovered unresponsive in a car where fentanyl was found. The crew used their training and administered a small dose of Narcan to save the puppy's life. Firefighters said the puppy was doing well after its revival and noted that while it's not common to use Narcan on animals, their teams are prepared for any situation. Unfortunately, the puppy was back on the street the next day, selling itself to other stray dogs and living in an abandoned doghouse on the hinky side of town. Yes, sir.
The bad side, Mike.
Drug
it's
addicts.
No
I swear to God.
Horrible. You can't teach them.
We got more show, including a Leesburg spy report coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Liquid IV.
Heat advisory. Heat advisory.
Humidity. Sticky. Hazy. Summertime is here, and it means business. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. No matter how hot your summer gets, Liquid IV can keep you hydrated.
Yes.
That's right. I say it my way. Hydrated.
I love
it. I love hydration, too. It's fantastic for the adventures ahead that you're going through this summer. The summer heat means it's the perfect time to try their new Arctic Raspberry. Oh, it's yummy. Plus, Liquid IV has sugar-free solutions powered by Live Hydroscience for smart hydration. Visit liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your first order. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. I drink it each and every day. It has three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Grab a stick. Start sipping. Squeeze the most out of your summer with Liquid IV. Tear, paw, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at liquidiv.com. And now, without further ado, it's time for Spy Report.
Spy Report. I love a good Spy Report, Mike. These are items that I have gathered from the local neighborhood app. They email me all the time.
And it's called Nextdoor.
It is the Nextdoor app.
The laziest app in America
I hate it. I hate
Terrible.
It. They email me all the time, and it cuts off right before it gets to the good part.
Right.
And so you have to actually go to the site. So to save you some time, Leesburgers, going on.
Has anyone heard a weather forecast? I heard we were supposed to get storms.
Mike, in Ashburn, Virginia, N-O, that's N-period-O, says, it's honestly disappointing. Being a good neighbor shouldn't be this hard. I see exactly what happens in my yard. It's all on camera.
Yeah.
You shouldn't act like nothing's wrong. Oh, you act like nothing's wrong. Always glued to your phone, pretending not to notice. It's not just disrespectful. It's deliberate. If you can't clean up after your dog, then you shouldn't have one.
Yeah. They get very strong-minded.
They don't like that.
Leesburg. They do. They like that.
Mike, this is upbeat, and this is where you can help a neighbor. Hello, neighbors. This comes from VA in Waterford, Virginia. Hello, neighbors. I'm an avid crocheter. And it's spelled hyphen E-R. I'm an avid crocheter, but I was wondering where to find decent yarn in this area. Four question marks.
There you go. It's like, well, Google a yarn store, you wizened hump.
Well, the whole site is people that don't know how to use the internet.
You're right. Yeah. You're exactly right. She's been to Michael's, Hobby Lobby, and Walmart, but the quality of the yarn just isn't great.
Well, it's so, yarn. It's just,
I know.
Yarn,
what do you want?
Have a quality thing or what?
I mean, I guess people have their favorites. Yeah. Julia's a crocheter. Yeah, longer, different colors. Like, M.A. in Ashburn, Virginia writes, has anyone noticed the absolute degradation of the flagship car wash business on Claiborne in the Farms by the Truist Bank in Ashburn Village Boulevard? Has anyone noticed this? Has no one fought this?
Here's one on mine.
Yeah.
What do you think about the differences in CAT scan costs between the Gulf Coast Hospital and other facilities?
Is that real?
I swear to God, you know. So want to join the conversation. They always have a little icon. Join the conversation. I just want to put, I don't give a shit. I just do. I can't help it.
I do get involved sometimes. I do ask sometimes.
Yeah, but you do it just to F with people.
I do.
Right?
Mike, Niall B. from Ashburn. A lot of people from Ashburn with questions today. Niall says, this may be a dumb question, but is there anyone I can call to change the batteries in my smoke alarms?
Oh, no. Really?
The ceilings are a little too high, and we don't own a tall ladder.
Oh, my God. It's like, help me.
I know.
Maybe if I put it in there, the smoke detector. Would it be too cruel if I got in there and I said, I would just start the fire now?
Yeah. Go ahead. Burn it down. Burn it all down.
Save the cost of the cremation.
Now, this was posted in mid-July. I want you to know that. By Kean P. in Belmont Ridge. Kean writes, it was freezing. An unhoused man at the bus stop was shivering. I had a spare blanket in my trunk. I gave it to him and wished him warmth. The next week, I saw him wrapped in it. He smiled and nodded when he saw me.
That's it?
That's it.
That sounds like something, but like, first of all, it's July.
Right. That's why I don't like it.
So that's why it was probably like lifted out of Reader's Digest or something.
Probably,
like that,
yeah.
Wasn't it? And that's
United States.
And here's a question for you. Do you still take the Reader's Digest?
Only the large print version.
Do you really?
No. I never have subscribed to it. But my grandmother did for many years, so I would occasionally read it. What they do, Mike, is they take articles and shorten them and put them in one book that you can eat.
Do you think the Nextdoor apps for all these different municipalities have like administrators like we do on Facebook, where they control what gets on and off?
I don't think there's much.
Really?
I don't think there is. I think that's why it's that way. Like when I open up mine, it's constant ads of local lawn care
services.
Oh, there's
so many ads.
You know what they do down here for senior citizens? They say, seniors, here's an opportunity to get a special discount on Windows. And when they show it to you, it has absolutely nothing to do with you being a senior citizen. It's their general promotion that they have.
That's what they do.
And they lure you in by thinking, oh, because I'm old and I can't change a smoke detector battery.
They don't have a tall ladder, Mike. I think that no one would have trouble with John Johnson, who lives in Potomac Green. And he writes, I don't like to post on bad service, but I had a terrible experience with Paisanos in Ashburn. On Monday evening, we order a pizza there, 5:30. They said it would be ready in 45 minutes. At 6:47, no pizza. So I called, and they said it would be there in 15 minutes. At 7:18, no pizza. At 7:31, no pizza. I called again. They said the order got mixed up. Yeah. I got a text saying that it would be delivered at 7:44. Well, it got to be 7:45, and when I call for the last time, they blame DoorDash. 2 hours and 15 minutes unspoken for. We have ordered there several times, or that be many times. I don't know if we will do it again because we like their food.
We like their pizza.
That's
right.
Go
back. They'll go back because they're old.
Yes.
But they also let you know they ordered through DoorDash, not through the pizza place.
I know.
Yeah, go right to the pizza place. That's the way it works. That's the way. Oh, by the way, the expensive Italian place next to the reasonable Italian place went out of business. I should put that on next door.
You should. Are you happy that this happened?
Suck? Can you say suck? Would they get mad at you if you said, could I say suck on next door?
Yes, of course. You should say suck my door.
How about if I just said, hey, homeowners associations, suck it.
I think that'd be good. You might want to change your name. Rick S. and Tavistock Farms. Okay.
Hey, homeowners. It has nothing to do with the thread, but I'm joining the conversation.
Yes. Make sure to talk about fishing.
Hey, homeowners. No, that would narrow it down too much. Okay. They might know. They might find their way to me. Suck it.
Excellent point. Good.
There you go. It's gone. I sent it. I sent it along.
I don't know where Tavistock Farms are, but Rick S. writes, any recommendations on a barber in Leesburg for an older guy with not a lot of hair and reasonably priced?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about
him. Did you respond?
I did not. I said I cut my own
hair. You could answer that one.
What if you put non sequiturs up there where you got onto yours? Are you there right now? Are you live on it right now?
I can be, yeah.
Why don't you write this down? It is just write it down and see if you get away with it.
Okay.
And all you say is,
what?
I'm talking full bush. Just write that.
Okay, give me 1 second to open
and see
it
if it gets. I'm talking full bush.
I think that's a great post.
Yes. Let's see how many long hairs respond.
There's a little old lady there that goes, no, that's not getting on.
She might be saying like, I don't know, maybe it's about yard care. She might not know what full bush is. You never can tell.
How about you put in there, does anyone know any locations where there are meetings of the Aryan Nation? Just thinking to have a little fun with it, you know? And
Waldo Murillo says, he lives in Exeter Hills, Mike. Hi, I just bought a gazebo from Costco, but it seems to be a little more difficult than what I expected, and I don't have enough tools. Is there a handyman that can build it?
God,
and the rate for this
the
one-time
where
job?
Where they have handyman services, you
please.
God, it's
please
lazy.
Inbox.
It's
Thank
lazy,
you.
And it's a reluctance to just move forward and do the simplest of things. For God's sakes, multi-billion dollar companies have been based on recommending things over the internet. And this guy's on next door going, can someone tell me? Who knows that guy next door is going to be trustworthy? You know, it might be his ne'er-do-well brother that he sends over to you, for God's sake. Come on.
Mike, it's not all bad news. Daniela Ventura in Potomac Station says, hello, everybody. I have a pair of size 8 boots that I'm giving away as they don't fit me.
Gross.
Is anyone interested? Please feel free to reach out. You say gross. You haven't seen the boots. Look at those.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
And by the way, they smelled great before the swelling.
We have to
move on.
God.
We've got more stuff coming up.
All right, well, that's what's
here.
Going on in Leesburg, Mike.
Thank you for the update. I truly appreciate that.
Yes.
We've got more show coming up. But first, I want you to remember the old days.
Oh.
Oh, man. Way back when you went shopping, you had to go to a different store for every single thing you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many times a young Mike O'Mara wasted an entire day at the mall. I had to go to the Rainforest Cafe, Wicks and Sticks, the Magic Pan, Garfinkel's, Things Remembered, Radio Shack, Lane Bryant Express, Hot Shops, Spencer Gifts, Hofritz Cutlery.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank God times have changed and everything you need can now be purchased at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's a great blessing.
This is where you end the search for TMOS merch. We've got mugs, amazing shirts.
I forgot about that couplet.
New designs arriving all the time. Hats plus don't miss out on the brand new season-appropriate TMOS beach towel.
Yes.
It's a hella soft and absorbent. So hurry up and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Just click store at MikeOMaraShow.com, the source for all things TMOS, official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto, if you don't buy it, we won't sell it.
Thank you.
Isn't
and
that
remember,
clever?
Also, at that same website, Mike, is a great place to grab one of the last few slots on our cruise. Because yeah, they are going away soon.
We have 14 cabins left, and we want you last-minute dawdlers to join us on the cruise. If you're on the fence, you have one last chance to do it. We'd love to see you there, so please hop on, you know, get off your fat ass and, and you know, go to TMOS, MikeOMaraShow.com. And so many things to promote. And do it. Do it, do it, do it.
I put a post on Nextdoor that says, I'm too short to reach the keyboard to book the cruise. And so I'm having someone come over to help me to do it.
By the way, Scoob, who writes in the comments, plenty of older people need help with stuff like that. I'm aware of that. He says, where is your empathy? My empathy ends with the internet. There are better ways to do that, and it's no excuse if you're that age that you don't know that you can go and Google handyman and as also, opposed to doing the other thing, right?
I say, you know, just screw off to anyone who buys a gazebo at Costco. F them.
I will tell you this, that there is a I know that heating and air conditioning companies down here in Southwest Florida and probably the rest of the country will offer duct cleaning services.
Yes, of course.
And I'm probably going to use that. The question I have is, you know those little vents that they have throughout people's houses if you have a central air conditioning system or a heat pump or something like that? The one in the main room, you know, with our real tall ceilings, you know?
Oh, you might need a tall ladder.
That have the two fingers pointing at each other like that with the fresco that I have at the top. Would they knock that one out? Would that be... Yes. Now, see, I have a rate.
They have to.
They'll do it.
So they bring a giant tube in, and they kind of cover up the whole thing and then suck. They'll take care of it. Yes, they will do it. They bring in this giant hose that's like 2 feet wide, and it's got a big expandable thing at the to open at the top, and they'll stick it all the way up there and then turn it on, and it vacuums out your ducts.
But I want a new plate. A new faceplate for the event. I'll pay for it.
This is something that you haven't introduced to the story at all until this very moment.
This is a different story. You don't want your ducts cleaned. You want a new vent cover.
You want a vent cover.
Well, I mean, I want the ducts cleaned as well. I want the ducts cleaned. But the dryer vent is more important because that could cause a fire.
Well, you can do that by yourself.
Yeah, you can go to Home Depot and buy one, or you can go on the Nextdoor app and ask for help.
Exactly.
It's too tall.
But you can clean. You can do your dryer vent with a shop vac,
right?
Just turn it on and blow it through it. Yeah,
really.
You just asked us a next door question.
Yeah, you really did.
I know I did. That's why I was doing it. That was my joke.
Now, when you undo that plate up there, do you think a lot of filth will fall?
I can't get up there, and I'm talking. You know, I have a tall ladder too. I have a tall step ladder, a real tall step ladder.
And Mike, you're tall yourself.
But I can't get to this vent.
No.
So my question again.
What if Mike goes on your shoulders?
No. It's too high. It's too risky.
How about Carla on your shoulders and then Michael on your shoulders and then a trench coat?
Would a regular HVAC company have the wherewithal to get up there and even I'll pay for the vent plate. They wouldn't.
You need a handyman.
I guess that if you
need a guy with a screwdriver and a ladder. That's it.
I bet they have a ladder, and I bet if you grease their palms a little bit, they'll do it for you.
Okay.
I would think so.
All right. Well, I got to get there. And you're saying to do the dryer vent myself with a shop vac?
Yeah. Just undo it and blow through it.
I have a great shop vac, but you know I used it to clean the heating air conditioning vent the other day where I sucked it out from the outside vent the way that you're supposed to. If you don't have the proper fitting attachment that goes into that little tube, you're supposed to duct tape it and do it. And I sucked that stuff out. And you know what happened when I did? I forgot that I had it in there. And so the other day there was a little something when we were getting the new furniture and I went in with my shop vac. And what came out of the other side of that shop vac was the smell of... like it was Satan's ass.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, Satan's ass. And then I realized the water was still in there.
Yes.
And I took, and I mean, we're talking weeks that it's been like that.
Oh, that
and
it ripens. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And so I hosed the whole thing out, dumped it out, and then I had to order a new.
When you're doing the dryer vent, make sure that you're blowing, not sucking.
Right, right.
You want to blow it to the outside.
Borrow your neighbor's leaf blower.
That would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd just blow that.
I don't think he gives that up at all, but it should be interesting. Let's move on. We've got, do you have beautiful video for us, Mr. Speedway?
Just gallons of it waiting for you.
I'm looking forward to it. I need that today. And you know what? How do you make a shop vac blow and not suck.
You change the fitting for the hose.
Oh,
so yeah, you put the hose on the other side.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm not handy. All right, Josh, I'm not handy.
And
I
also
don't know,
Mike,
all these things.
Josh is giving you a hard time. I've done this, and I just want you to know, when you're using your shop vac, make sure it's plugged in all the way.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Yes, it's been a week, folks. Hey, everybody. F you, Rob. Big news.
Huge.
For the month of July only, GLP-1 and GIP are on sale. That's right. Both full-dose weight loss and microdosing options are discounted this month. Do you need to lose 30 pounds or more? GLP-1 and GIP are weight loss game changers. They curb cravings, calm food noise, and help your body burn fat like never before. And if you only need to drop 5 to 15 pounds, then tirzepatide microdosing option is gentle, effective, and it's perfect for getting lean without harsh side effects. Great for maintenance, too. Here's how easy it is. You take a quick online quiz. You get approved by a licensed provider. Then sit back. Your prescription is shipped right to your door. No appointments, no stress, just real results. I've been taking these meds for years, plural.
Mm-hmm.
And for a limited time, it's all on sale, but only until July 31st. So act now. July is running out. And are you ready to change your body and your mindset? All you have to do is tap the link, take the quiz, and let's go. All right. So go to dermglowskin.com and do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, everybody.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Tom.
Oh, for Mike, here's Boston.
WRKO, Boston.
You ever listen to WRKO?
Jack Diamond used to work at WRK.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he worked a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. Mike, one of the worst things about being on hold is repetitive hold music. And there's one particular song that I hate. When we were wiring some stuff a long time ago, I spent hours and hours and hours talking to the Mackey Corporation, who built our board at that time, and trying to figure out what was going on. They had the most annoying hold music. So imagine my excitement when I found out that a band at the Montreal Jazz Festival played the hold music as one of their features when they're on stage and played it for like 12 minutes. 45 minutes.
That's the most annoying right there.
And look at the people just staring at them. I hate hearing it, even in this setting.
How? It's just, if you're in that audience, are you pissed?
Yeah,
are you
of course
yourself,
you are.
What the hell are they trying to do?
Yeah, for 45 really, minutes?
If they did 45 minutes of that, that's just, it's too close to the, I don't know. I don't think I
hated
like the
it.
Idea.
When I was on my Disney cruise and I got put on hold on the boat, that was their hold music. And I screamed. I said, no, I'm on vacation. Take this away from me.
That one's used a lot. I can't stand it.
All right. When you go to Taco Bell, now the thing is they'll hook you up with an AI person that takes your drive-through order. And it's annoying because you want to talk to a person. This guy figured out a way to beat the AI.
Okay.
1,000 waters.
He ordered 1,000 waters.
Let me get a team member to help you.
Yeah, so that's their...
Can I get the Rockstar Fruit Punch with Fresca?
The Rockstar Fruit Punch with Fresca.
The Rockstar Fruit Punch. So they're doing it at Taco Bell's, doing it with AI?
Yeah.
I had a real person the other day. I didn't have an AI person. So,
really?
You know, I don't know. I went through and it was a real person on the other side. A tired, unenergetic, mumbling person on the other side.
But was your burrito AI?
The burrito was not AI, and the burrito was also the deluxe burrito, which means they put lettuce on it and other fixins. And I think the next time, just for ease of use, I'm probably going to just get a regular folded tortilla with whatever that ground beef mystery meat is. That's what I'm going to do.
It's called feci is the name of their filling. But stay away from the lettuce.
Feci meat. Thank you.
You've lost a lot of weight, Mike, and I love that. I think you look awesome.
I've gained some back, though. Today was the first day of getting back on track because I had to tweak my meds a little bit.
Did you go back up a little bit?
Yeah, I did. It makes a difference. It really does. You know,
Don't get skinny like 90s skinny. This is something that will remind you about what we thought was okay in the 1990s. As a former model, I believe on TikTok.
Seeing so many people say they're Y2K skinny and using this as a way to body shame other people, but you guys don't understand what you are calling Y2K skinny, what in the Y2K has been called fat. This is Y2K skinny. This is Y2K, 2000 Kate skinny. Moss. Let us not forget that J-Lo and Beyonce were called fat in those days. And the reason you can have this very normal, very beautiful body and call yourself skinny is because all the work that's been done in the past 15 years to get us there. I lived and I modeled through the 2000s, the late 2000s. This was me, and I got sent home all the time for being too fat.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? And we just sort of, we accepted it then. I couldn't believe the picture of Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. I didn't think they had ever gotten that skinny.
Did you see the last live concert from Beyonce?
No.
Where the thing broke? That
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We had it on here.
Right. Yeah. We had that on there, right? Mm-hmm. And it was, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything because you can't anymore. You can't make a joke.
Did it break because she's too fat?
Stop it. Come on
now. That's not why it broke.
Come on now.
Do you still hate your homeowners association?
You bet your ass I do.
I hate mine.
I hate the idea of a certain number of people determining what you pay to live where you live. It's not freedom.
Right.
It's not freedom at all. But I chose to live in a community like this because of the, you know, security of it and all that stuff. And that's Florida. Everybody's got gates down here.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
And the wheelchair access.
You have gates in your community, Josh?
I do not.
Ah, so you live in real Florida. That's the real world.
Well, I still got an annoying HOA. It's not real.
They all are.
How about this HOA during this, the hottest time of year and a particularly hot summer? Keep your business to yourself.
Fines from his HOA in Goodyear. And the fines haven't stopped.
12 News journalist Chase Golightly is joining
us Chase Golightly,
in Goodyear,
Mike,
with more on this water bottle battle. Chase?
Hi, Chase.
Kribe, Mark, that homeowner has this cooler filled with chilled water bottles out in front of his home day and night. And now he wants three HOA board members removed. But he says it's not just this water bottle battle that has he and dozens of others wanting to make this dramatic change. For the past 5 years,
you want water or ice?
David Martin has had this in his driveway.
I bet he's got a white beard.
A cooler filled with chilled water bottles, giving them out to anyone who needs them.
I bet he's got a big white. Oh, it's not him. Oh, is that a guy?
That's just a guy.
Do something.
You got it.
In a world that needs it. A simple gesture.
Not really what I was picturing.
$100 a month from his HOA. According to the HOA's management group, advertising free water out in the open goes against the community's rules and regulations.
In the middle of all this heat, you can't give away free water.
Let me tell you how obnoxious my homeowners association is.
Okay.
All right. The other morning, one of my jobs, sometimes I let Michael sleep in and I take the dogs out for their morning walk. And it's early and nobody's
up. And they make you pick up?
And they I mean, you have the little doggy bag, and I'm up early, and I've got a smaller than normal T-shirt. It's kind of been washed a few times, and it comes up just about to my navel.
Do you look like Curly?
And I wasn't wearing any pants.
Oh, no.
Or underwear. And the dogs go right in the front yard, and I lean over to pick it up, and lo and behold, one of the neighbor ladies saw me. When I was bending over and sent a letter, and I got a warning, to do that. Can you believe how unreasonable that is?
I hate it 100%. You should be free. You should be
really,
free.
Why
to
should
be...
I be persecuted because I'm picking up my dog's poop, even though somebody sees my balls?
Yeah, you didn't have to pick up any of your own, did you?
No.
Good.
I do that in the backyard. Nobody's
HOA clear in the backyard.
Absolutely, no problem at all. Yep.
We close, Mike, with news from our Baltimore affiliate.
If you take I-695 to get around, you may be in for a strong smell for the days to come. Take a look at this. A tractor trailer carrying 6,000 gallons of milk overturned earlier this morning near Exit 24, spilling milk across multiple lanes and causing temporary closures. No one was injured, but the Maryland Department of the Environment wants the public to brace ourselves as the spilled milk sours under the sun. That sounds disgusting.
Come on now. Come on now. Bring some cereal over there. How about you get one of them trucks that carries Cheerios, and you have the Cheerio truck come over to where the milk is, and then you just get everybody and say, let's go second half. How about them O's? I never get to my prediction. with Josh Soroka, and I want to do
what is it?
Because the second half starts tonight. AL East predictions, Josh Soroka. What is your prediction? What do you think's going to happen?
I think the Orioles will not make the playoffs. I think the Red Sox will.
Okay, and the winner of the division, Toronto or New York or Tampa?
I think Boston.
You think Boston's got that much
Boston's
of a
got it. I think New York's imploding.
Wow, that's good. Hope so.
And if you go, Mike, if you go to Camden Yards this weekend, they're serving big, big buckets of Beltway cheese.
Beltway sour cheese.
That they picked up from $6.95.
I don't know what I'm going to have tonight, either a crab cake or Beltway sour cheese. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another show, a bonus show. It's a bonus, you know, because we add it to the other shows that we do during
that
the week.
You can eat.
By the way, cabin's still available. You have until August to get yours. We would love to. If you're one of those procrastinators and you haven't made that decision, make us look good. Get yourself in one of our last cabins. We'd appreciate that.
We'd love to see you.
The more the merrier. We're doing a live show, doing a cocktail party. You're invited to all that stuff. And, of course, there's a casino and a chocolate fountain.
Mike, it's a chocolate boutique.
I don't even know. There's not a fountain. Right?
There
it's a boutique.
There may be, there is a chocolate boutique. Sure.
Yeah, I think it's called Dove. Right?
Mike, it's a boat. They call it Dove.
Yeah, it's the MSC Seaside.
That's the one.
Yeah, it's the center console. Anyway, we
it's
will.
It's the one you're taking the kids out on this weekend.
Yeah, we'll see you. Oh, God. We'll see you on Friday's show for a bonus tomorrow and be back Monday with a whole week of shows. So thank you for support. Thank you for going to MikeOMaraShow.com. And we'll see you tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Goodbye, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Cotton nail bath tissue.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
You lost again.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.